You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. We are into the last couple of days of homecoming week for the Hayward School District. Today is Apparel USA Day. USA Apparel is all welcome today. The Engage Knitting Group will be meeting at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 Highway 27 in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter or prefer another craft and would just like the camaraderie. You are welcome to join as well. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. Again, Engage Knitting Group at 10 a.m. at the Hayward Library. Presentations on financial literacy will continue today from 2 o'clock until 3:30. We'll be talking about banking with Mary Jo Becker from the Franzen Bank. And then from 3:30 until 5, we'll be talking insurance with Rob Novak from American Family Insurance. All this presented by the Hayward Library on financial literacy. Again, 2 o'clock, banking, and 3:30 insurance are the topics at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Boys cross country for Solon Springs will be at the Drummond High School starting at 4 o'clock. Again, boys varsity cross country for Solon Springs will be at the Drummond High School at 4 p.m. The LCO Color Run is raising awareness on domestic violence. This will be starting today at 4:30 with registration at the LCO Tribal Office. 5 o'clock dinner. The walk run starts at 5:45, and then door prizes at 6:45 until 7. Sign up, get a free t-shirt. Drug and alcohol free event. Dinner is served and lots of door prizes. Again, the LCO Color Run, raising awareness on domestic violence, happening at the LCO Tribal Office today starting at 4:30 with registration. Boys varsity soccer for Spooner at 5 o'clock will be at Cumberland High School. Again, boys varsity soccer for Spooner School District at Cumberland High School starting at 5 o'clock. Girls varsity volleyball for Hayward Schools will be an away game at St. Croix Falls High School starting at 7 o'clock. Girls varsity volleyball at St. Croix Falls at 7 o'clock tonight. Starting tomorrow, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources starting at 9 o'clock. The Northwest Connection Family Resources facility is located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. Come join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environment. A snack will be provided. Again, open play time from 9 until 11 at the Northwest Connection Family Resources Facility. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock on Friday. This is located at the Spider Lake Youth Center here in Hayward, 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats and produce available. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of their financial situation. Check it out. Go to spiderlakechurch.org for more information. Again, 10 to 3 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be open up on Friday. Friday is also the start of the Bayfield Apple Festival, and that'll be going all weekend long. Foods and craft vendors will be starting up at 10 o'clock on downtown Bayfield. The Farmers Market featuring local producers over at South Broad Street at 10 o'clock. Live music and all sorts of great stuff. Check that out. Just do an internet search for the Bayfield Apple Festival on your device and you'll get all the information that you'd like on that. Boys varsity soccer will have a home game for Hayward against Ashland starting at 4:30. Again, boys varsity soccer for Hayward is at home with a home game against Ashland starting at 4:30. Bowling Youth League signups are happening today from 6 until 10. All kids get free bowling between 6 and 10. Again, this is happening at the Riverside Bowling Alley here in Hayward. Stop in and get your kids signed up for the Kids Bowling League. Fun time, a great sport to learn. Kids of all ages from 17 and under are welcome. Free bowling for all kids from 6 until 8. Leagues will start on October 17th, ending on March 20th, and it's only $9 a week for your junior league bowling. The Barron High School homecoming game is at 7 o'clock on Friday against Spooner. Again, Barron High School homecoming starting at 7 o'clock against Spooner. This is their homecoming game. And of course, Hayward hosting Ashland for their homecoming game starting at 10 o'clock. Be sure to get there early because the parking lot's going to fill up. Saturday, the Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock. This is located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 here in Hayward. Food distributions are every Monday morning and the first Saturday of each month starting at 9 a.m. For more information, you can go to haywardfoodshelf.net and just click the button that says Need Food. Again, Hayward Community Food Shelf opening up 9 o'clock on Saturday. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WBZH Buzz of the North, Joel Gray here. Whew, it's a Thursday morning. This weather is confusing me. I'm a bit disoriented here this morning.
It's a good kind of confusion. It is. Like my late teen years, it's like, I don't know what's going on, but I kind of like it.
Oh, my wife and I went for a long walk yesterday just because we kind of felt obligated. It was so nice out. Deer walking all around town. It's wonderful.
This weather creates more obligation than the sense of civic duty that you might feel.
Stressing me out.
Get out there. Get outside. Enjoy it.
By the way, zone is your keyword here in the 7 a.m. hour for our text to win contest. Z-O-M-E through the free Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Tap on WBZH Buzz of the North. Get that to us. You could win $200, some gold jewelry, maybe tickets to see the green and gold play those purple people. Eaters over on November 23rd.
You
eaters in at the end.
You tipped the scale into trademark territory. They're just a weird, oh, man.
Today I wanted to talk a little bit about how we listen to everything. And I'm not talking about just general communication, but I think life for me, see, I grew up in an era where if you had a set of headphones with a cord on it plugged into something, you were pretty high tech. You were teching it up pretty good with a set of headphones. Now, I came to the realization yesterday as when I went to bed, I looked at my nightstand and I had three sets of Bluetooth earbuds on my on my head. One of them was one that still works, but the battery drains really fast. One that's really good, and another one that I just acquired because somebody left it at one of our cornhole tournaments, and I could never find who the owner was. But the way we listen, not only right now. Some of you may be listening through your phone. Some of you may be listening online. But I think we've kind of graduated into a way of how we listen to things, and we just kind of didn't realize it. But I think it's good. There's a lot of good ways to hear all kinds of good stuff, I guess.
Well, yeah, and actually, I got thinking about this last week. You may recall walking into a dance party one morning.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's something that I think I've touched on before. Rachel and I both very into EDM, as it's called, electronic dance music. It's various types of electronic music. We love artists like Grizz, for example, and stuff like that. We go to festivals like that. But for me, the whole fun of the experience is just being absolutely slammed by the level of audio quality and intensity that is summoned for these things. It's yeah. absurd. Standing yeah. 200 yards away from speakers and feeling your shirt vibrate. And people experience that at all kinds of concerts. But for me, my first formative one was an Odessa concert in particular of that EDM variety. So we love that. And somehow, it took me 2 years to realize that you and I in this building are surrounded by high quality audio equipment.
Yeah.
So I pulled my Spotify playlist up last week. And in doing that, Joel, it got me thinking, I'm 31. I never got an experience that your generation got. I never begged for and received hi-fi stereo speakers.
Oh,
at
Dolby.
Any point.
Dolby. The Dolby button was awesome.
I never had a Dolby button, ever. What I got, the closest thing I got to that, I was on the very tail end of getting, well, we called it a boombox, but I wouldn't call it a boombox now. It was just one of those radio CD players with a handle
yeah.
that you could plug in. I mean, right. you could kind of fairly call it a boombox, but I think we should reserve that term for the New York on the shoulder kind of thing.
Right.
But that was as close as I started out with, and the output level is just not as impressive, you know? And so I was sitting there next to our speakers here with the studio, and I thought, man, this should have happened to me like 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. When I was 14 years old, I should have mowed lawns for a pair of 4 foot tall speakers in horrifying wood paneling cabinets. See, I can tell I'm nailing it because I'm betting a lot of people still have those cabinets around.
Oh, the 5 or 6 components stacked inside behind the glass case that had the little magnetic door handle to it. And then the 2 4-foot wide speakers yep. that you tried to get. And if you really were doing it right, you would have enough speaker wire to run one of the speakers behind you, because then you could get the full effect of stereo in front and behind, and then you were feeling that surround sound just because you did it intentionally.
You're asking for more than just left and right, Joel. Yeah. That's yeah. a lot of high demand stuff there. But
yeah.
no, I thought that was something that there are many, and it's not special. You know, there's a lot of things that kids lose over time as new technology takes over, but I thought that's one that would have really struck me, I think. And we can't know that, you know? We can't know until we experience yeah. it. I would have been a total audio nerd had I been in that era. And I'm not thinking, man, I was born in the wrong decade. I frankly have no time for that line of thinking. but it stood out to me that, yeah, that probably would have really taken hold of me.
Yeah, but the audio technology, we kind of become numb to it when it just becomes part of our lives. Like, I was at my mom's last weekend, and my mom is able to listen to the TV through her hearing aids.
Oh, yeah.
So she has the hearing aids. So my mom is having a conversation with my wife in another room, and I went in and I turned on a basketball game, WNBA basketball game, and my mom goes, I can hear that.
I can hear that a lot.
Because it was coming through. But that, I mean, just technology like that, people who are hearing challenged, the things that we've had added into. And just, to me, still Bluetooth speakers are, see, this tells you how old I am, just something as simple as Bluetooth earbuds. To me, every time I put them in my ear and I tap the button to stop it or start it, I'm just like, oh, this is pretty cool.
I mean, it's definitely, it looks like the fake technology that James Bond villains used to have, you know, just kind of a quick tap and things work.
Yeah.
And we've got smartwatches now, you know, some of those were just accurate. But yeah, there's things that we've, you know what I don't miss? Headphones tangling in my pocket. That was a 10 or 12 year period that I don't look back upon fondly.
Well, I would have the radio or Walkman in my pocket or on my belt, and then I would run the wire under my shirt up so then you won't get tangled when you're out picking pickles or chopping corn or whatever it might be.
I was picturing you just discoing down a sidewalk. there was no manual labor happening in my mind. It was your tall, goofy, lanky self. Just you were doing the point down the sidewalk because you liked it.
Yeah, and just the fact, too, that we can go to somewhere and listen to every song from our favorite artist at the snap of a finger is another conversation for another time. We have a keyword this hour on this Thursday morning. Zone, Z-O-N-E, zone is your keyword here on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Pat Kreitlow is making his way back from the coffee machine. He's coming in. Pat Kreitlow here in the Buzz of the North on your Thursday morning, coming up in a moment. Zone, Z-O-N-E, is your keyword for our Text to Win Green and Gold contest. Joel and Gray, we duck in here. We talk life in the Hayward area and beyond. And today I wanted to talk about something that has continued in schools, even from my youth. And I find joy in the fact that schools have expanded the field trip. See, when I was in my youth, we had maybe one, possibly two field trips a year where we'd hop on the bus and go to God knows whose farm agreed to have all these kids come. Remember once we went to a farm and saw tiered farming. I still remember that. It was on a hill and they tiered. It was pretty cool. But schools do a lot of field trips now, which I think is a crucial part of the education process, is to get kids out of the school and get them out into real life education. Very important, I think.
Gut reaction helps break them off the screens and break them off of the effects of not having those screens. You know, give them a physical location, first of all, but new surroundings like that, I think would probably, I bet you there's a lot of teachers who could speak to the effect of that in kids who might be craving an iPad. Not that I knock kids, you know, it's not, yeah, not their fault, but I bet that's a useful tool.
And it takes you places that maybe you haven't gone before. So when I say a field trip as a part of your schooling, what's the number one thing that instantly comes to your mind? Other than the girl on the back of the bus that you wanted to sit with and hold hands.
You overestimate me. Well, I mean, like, yeah, the girl I wanted to hold hands with, yes.
Okay, got it.
Children's Museum. Museum. I think Eagle River it would have been.
Yeah.
They had one, and that was pretty out of the way. But also in seventh grade, we went to Body Works, which was pretty out there for a seventh grade Catholic school trip.
Yeah.
Body Works, that exhibit of actual human bodies, in many cases deconstructed in certain ways. Like, here's just the blood vessels from this person. And it was, whoa, it was a very in-depth exhibit that was, again, it was for 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. It was pretty raw. But no, that was actually really cool. I look back on it quite fondly.
Yeah, field trips continue to be a part of, Hayward and Spooner. The kids are always going on, not always, but there are several field trips a year. I remember very clearly one that we went to when I was a kid. It was a planetarium, and it was just a small little planetarium with about probably 40 or 50 seats in it. But I had no idea what a planetarium was as a third or fourth grader. But when they shut off the lights and the universe appeared on the ceiling of where I was, I still can see that in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
From over 50 years ago, probably.
I could probably give you a pretty good guess where I sat the first time I was in an IMAX theater when I was like 8 years old. And that would have been near where that Body Works exhibit was, but far earlier on the timeline. The best field trips, now that I think of it, happened going northward, in many cases to Superior, Duluth area, where
sure,
we did stuff like that.
Sure.
We also went up to Ski Brule, up there in the UP, and did some skiing up there, which we called that a field trip. But it was, I mean, see, that's the other thing. That growing up is realizing how bad the teachers need summer vacation.
Yeah,
and field trips, I think, are the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the middle of a year, especially after winter break, but before Easter, you're in the great stretch. You're in the the Gobi Desert of the school year where there's no relief to be found.
Water!
You pray for a snow day, but the snow is tapering and there's no hope, and the Western Front is too quiet. It's like
the
something.
Water's slushy, not solid.
Yeah,
it's
at
not
this
a
point,
drift.
At this point, can somebody rob us just to shake things up? You know, I'm thinking a field trip is just what the doctor ordered, and I bet a lot of my colleagues up here in the teacher's lounge agree.
And I encourage parents, grandparents, take your kids, grandparents, take them on your own field trip, and you don't have to go far. I mean, in the Hayward area, for gosh sakes, there's tons of places to go. I mean, how many times have you talked to someone who grew up in a town and has been there for 40, 50 years, and you ask them, hey, have you been to fill in the blank? And they're like, no, I never been there. I grew up here, but I've never been there. Well, here's your chance, kids, take your grandkids, take them to those local treasures, expose them to those things.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of high quality ones around here. I'm thinking of the museum over in Cable, for example. Actually, both of them that are kind of tucked right next to each other, the Natural History Museum, and then there's what I think is called the Historical Museum in a building that might be the oldest one I know of around here, right there in Cable. We kind of wound up there rather than plan to get there, and boy was I glad I did. And also just the terminology, calling a thing a field trip is very powerful, but be careful, you're writing a check that you'll have to cash. You've got to follow through. It's got to be fun, but it's pretty incredible what you could probably shoehorn into that title, field trip, and it will create excitement.
Even something as simple as, the Muskie Hall of Fame, people grow up around here, obviously, but how many people have probably never stepped their foot inside that door. Something as simple as that. And up in Bayfield, the Apple Fest. Now, that's something everybody's got to go to at least once. And if you don't like it, well, then you don't go again. But it's an experience. I've been up there a few times to Apple Fest in Bayfield, and there's a lot going on up there in that one day. It's just amazing how many people they jam into that little town up there.
One county away from us, you want something slightly more informative, perhaps, but that'll tickle your hobby itch, if you will. One county away, the St. Croix factory is right there. The only factory in America that makes St. Croix fishing rods, and they would love to give you a tour if you give them a call.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that that's right here, and I'll say it often and loudly. You never know when your kid is going to fall in love with some random thing. Do you have a kid with a weird passion that just consumes their whole being? Cool. Did you do that on purpose? I'm guessing not. So I firmly believe, and I'm not a parent, so maybe I'll retract this in the future, but I firmly believe in variety, exposure to variety, just to see. They might latch onto something and become that.
And lean into their interests. What is their interest? If they like football, take them down to the bleachers and watch a football practice. That doesn't cost anything. There's a lot of stuff you can do that costs zero. All you have to do is lean into whatever the interest they show, and they probably every single hour of every day they tell you what their interests are. We just don't catch it sometimes, right? We got a keyword this hour. It is, what is it? It's zone, Z-O-N-E, zone, here on a beautiful Thursday edition here on the Buzz of the North. Pat Kreitlow is making his way back in next year at 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me this morning is Don Posh of Indigo. And Don, we've been talking about dementia, Alzheimer's, memory, and I wanted to ask you about memory screens. Now, I just placed a relative in a assisted living facility with a memory element to that person's care, but we really don't have a screen or some sort of definitive, and I don't know if there is a definitive diagnosis you can get about memory issues, but tell us about how a memory screen works and why someone would want to have one done.
Well, why you'd want to have one done is basically if you think that you're forgetting your keys and forgetting things a little bit more than you had. And
but we all do that
time.
At 30. Now exactly. We're 40 and 50.
Exactly. So now we're noticing it because maybe we weren't paying as much of attention to it. You know, at that time we were out having fun and now we're getting to turn into dinosaurs and now we're a little bit afraid of our future.
Speak for yourself.
You got me by a year, so I think you got me on that one. Anyway, the thing is that Wisconsin, if you're a Wisconsin resident, you're lucky because the Aging and Disability Resource Centers, the ADRCs, offer memory screens.
Okay.
And this is something that isn't available all over the country. The ADRCs are unique to Wisconsin, and it's kind of more like a pilot program. And being that it's successful, I'm sure that other states are starting to pick up on it. But to find out where you're at with your memory, you can get a memory screen there, and it's free. And there's and you contact the dementia specialist in the county that you live in, and you make an appointment for a memory screen. And the dementia specialist will give you feedback on kind of where your baseline is.
Yeah, right.
But the thing that's so cool is that it's free, and there's other things that do affect your memory that are not Alzheimer's or dementia. What can be something that is normal is medication reactions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of meds, especially pain medications, are notorious for causing memory problems, especially if you maybe have a beer with one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you, no matter what you indulge in, if you do that while you're taking this medication, it can cause that, or even an interaction with another medication that you're taking.
Sure.
You know, so that's kind of normal. And your body, as we're getting older, doesn't have the same resistance against that. It's not like when you're given a medication because your knee is really hurting terribly that the drug goes to your knee and makes your knee happy. It goes to your brain and kind of turns into a numbskull.
Okay.
Isn't that we're numbing the connective neurons that go to the pain receptors in your brain?
Sure.
So then you turn it into a numbskull.
Yeah.
All right. But there's also something that's really prevalent in the Northwoods is Lyme disease. Lyme disease side effects is brain fog. I've been there. I've talked to others that have been there. I've had some severe Lyme disease where I didn't know what was happening and my wife noticed it, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm just feeling tired. I just can't remember things. And I got treated for Lyme disease, and it was better. And there's another one, which is urinary tract infections cause brain fog. And one that's very curable is dehydration.
Oh, sure.
So if you're not drinking enough water, that is huge. I mean, you could fix that by drinking water. So if you go in for a memory screen, find out you're a little dehydrated, wouldn't that be a nice way to find out, hey, this brain screen was worth a lot because a little bit of water is going to make my day.
You just have to follow through on that prescription.
Yeah. Well, I've learned to do that. I've learned, you know, it's probably, I was a soda drinker for decades.
Sure.
And I maybe have one once a week,
right?
You know, occasionally, but I probably drink maybe up to about a half gallon of water a day.
Yeah.
And then
I drink
you just
that
get used
in coffee.
To it.
Does that count?
No, because coffee and anything with caffeine is a diuretic, which actually depletes your body of the liquid that you put in there.
Right. Yeah.
So it actually, I would imagine for every coffee, you probably have to drink 2 to 3 cups
of
water.
My bladder says I drank a lot. So
yeah, it's because it's dehydrating you. Is that why you forgot where your keys were?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Oh, man.
So,
well, so assistance for the memory and dementia. Again, you mentioned the ADRC. How do we look up that information?
Well, you look for the Aging and Disability Resource Center in your county. So that, I don't know if there's many phone books anymore. So
no, you have to
apparently
Google
you have to Google
yeah.
or you have to do an online search. That way, that way we're not promoting
Google.
Exactly. Exactly. Because somebody, we're just going to do an online search to get the phone number, make an appointment, and make that thing happen.
Okay. Very
so,
cool.
So what else you got for me?
I don't know. I'm brain. I forgot. I forgot. And that's what we're talking about is forgetfulness. So, Don, tell us a little bit more about the services that Indigo offers. It's not much for Alzheimer's, dementia, or memory care, but what you do provide is disability services or solutions. Talk a little bit about that and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. So the best way to get a hold of us is to call 800-924-1220.
And the reason they call that main number is because your services are in different counties. You represent Sawyer County. There might be somebody else for Bayfield County or Ashland area.
Exactly.
Thank you, Don, for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's good to see you.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.